I want to talk first to the young people. Now, can you remember what we've been looking into in the scriptures?
Yes.
The Beatitudes, that's right. Do you know which one we're up to?
Verse 6.
Correct. Verse 6. Well done. Now, verse 6 here. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are those who hunger for righteousness. Right now. How many of you have experienced being hungry? Huh? Come on, hands up. Come on, be honest. Can't be the only one.
Yes.
Of course you have. Yeah. You know when you're hungry, probably sometimes at school, you know, and you're thinking, God, I'm really hungry now. I can't wait for dinner break. And sometimes, have you ever experienced when you're hungry, your tummy starts to rumble, makes noises, doesn't it? Huh? You know, you're sort of hiding it, you know, and sort of people look around and think, who was that? You know, and the tummy starts to rumble. That's a sign that the tummy wants food. So there is a natural hunger. And God in His mercy and grace meets that hunger and He gives us food. And He feeds the animals. He feeds nature. And that is why it's always to be grateful and to thank the Lord and to bless God and to bless the food that we eat. Because God graciously feeds us. And we are only too aware that in news at times we hear of places around the world where there are others who are not so fortunate, who are experiencing hunger. But what Jesus speaks of here is a different hunger. Have you any idea what hunger He's referring to here? Any idea? Yes, Naomi.
Say, the Christian, that
So there's a hunger that God can place in you, and that is healthy. And it comes through the new birth. It comes as we're born again, not of flesh and blood, but of the Spirit. And God says, I will increase that hunger. But it goes on. It says, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for... Do you know what word? What next word that comes? For... Any idea? Yes?
They shall be filled.
No. What does it say there? For...
God?
No, you're not reading the scriptures. For righteousness. For righteousness. So blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. Now, that's a theological word. Any ideas what he means by righteousness? Yes.
Right in God's eyes.
Right in God's eyes. Bang on. Right in God's eyes. Now, do we assume that we are right in God's eyes? Some are nodding head, some not sure, so forth. Right. So if we're to be right in God's eyes, then something's got to happen to us so that we can have that assurance. We've already just been talking about it. What is it?
Deliverance.
What, sorry?
Deliverance.
Well, it could be deliverance, yes. But what else? Yes. To be born again, yes, absolutely.
Holy Spirit.
What did we open up in verse 6? Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. So, if you want to be righteous before God, you believe for righteousness, something should take place within our hearts. What is that? What is it? Yes?
Is it,
It's simple, really. We're talking about all the time. What is it that works this righteousness in us? Hunger. Exactly. It's all clear. So if you want to be righteous before God, and God's working, there is a hunger in you. Now what is that hunger, do you think? How does that hunger come? We've already spoke about it with food, being hungry with food. But what is this hunger that we're talking about then? We're talking about righteousness, being made right in God's presence. That's what it means. So how's that worked in us?
Like when you yearn for righteousness?
Yearn. That's a good word. Yearn. Hunger. So if you're righteous before God, made righteous, the sign of that is you're hungering for more of God. Simple, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
There's something working in you once more. That's the Holy Spirit working. Just like an appetite, so there's more of God. Because you have been made righteous, therefore there's a hungering to feed that, to nurture that, to be where God is. And so you have a prayer time, you talk to God, you read the word, the scriptures, come to the meetings, prayer. All of that is a sign of hungering for more of God. Now, if you don't hunger that much for God, then what can you do? What do you think you can do? Any idea? Yes?
Pray about it.
Pray about it. And what do you do when you pray about it?
Ask Him to make you hungry.
Ask Him to make you hungry. Now, is God going to turn you down? Is He going to turn His back on you if you ask Him to make you hungry for more of Him? Is He going to do that? Is He going to answer that prayer? Eh? Will He answer that prayer? Do you all agree that He'll answer that prayer if you ask Him to make you hungry? Yeah, all the heads are nodding. You see, isn't it amazing you're not in unbelief there? It's amazing how faith works. And yet there are other things we battle with, don't we? Well, that is up to you, my friends. Even as young as you are, if you've heard this morning, you can ask God for more of Him. Make you hungry. Make you hunger for more. That is one of the powerfulest prayers you can pray to Jesus. Do you know why? Because He'll do it.